For more than 75 years, the United States and Russia have been the primary players in the nuclear arms race. The two global powers still possess 90% of the world's nuclear warheads. Since 2011, they've abided by an agreement limiting both their nuclear warheads and the missiles that deliver them.
Ratifying a treaty like START isn't about winning a victory for an administration or a political party. It's about the safety and security of the United States of America.
But earlier this week, the U.S. accused Russia of violating the new START treaty by prohibiting inspections. The Russian ambassador to the U.S. says, given the war in Ukraine, it would be imprudent to allow the American military onto its soil. Russia says it will honor the treaty's other terms. Even so, this has generated fear in the U.S. that the new START treaty could collapse before it expires in 2026. Meanwhile, the number of acknowledged nuclear states remains small, but nuclear know-how is spreading. That means treaties like the new START may no longer be the most urgent topic on the non-proliferation agenda. As for Russia, the government maintains it would only use a nuclear weapon if attacked or facing a major threat. Some analysts believe going forward, the country will rely more on what's called non-strategic nuclear weapons, with shorter ranges, as it did during the 1970s and 80s. Crises between Russia and the U.S. in the past have been averted through diplomacy. But with relations between the NATO alliance and Moscow on edge over the war in Ukraine, much will be needed if that's to be achieved again. Natasha Ganim, Al Jazeera.
Tarek Ramsan, nuclear arms control specialist. He was director of the Disarmament, Arms Control and Non-Proliferation Program at Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. He's joining us now from Vienna. Thanks very much indeed for being with us. Is it a surprise that Russia would decide to back out of certain parts of this treaty, given what is going on in the world at the moment?
Well, I think we should understand that there have been no START inspections for the past 2 years, because both sides agreed that because of COVID-19, it would not be possible to send inspectors. Now, a few weeks ago, the United States approached the Russian Federation, asking it to resume inspections, which have been suspended for 2 years. And as your correspondent pointed out, the Russian position at the moment is that given the ongoing war, it would not be possible to have a U.S. inspector coming onto Russian soil. However, in the latest data exchange, which the United States State Department has posted on its website, the Russians are within the limits of New START, which means that they have less than 1,550 strategic warheads and less than 700 deployed intercontinental ballistic missiles and bombers.
So help me with some context here. Does everything hinge on the inspections? Because as Natasha was mentioning before, Russia says it will honor other parts of the treaty.
Yes, so both sides routinely exchange data on the number of deployed strategic nuclear warheads and the number of deployed delivery systems. What the on-site inspections do is to verify that the declarations made by each side are in fact correct and the number of nuclear warheads and missiles are within the limits of the new START. So as long as the Russians and the Americans continue to do the data exchanges, which they do every 6 months, the United States also has national technical means, which is using satellites to observe Russian storage sites and missile deployment sites, so the Americans have a pretty good idea of what the Russians have and vice versa.
One of the concerns since the start of the Ukraine war has been the possibility that Russia might threaten to use a limited-range nuclear, tactical nuclear weapon in the battlefields of Ukraine. Now, to somebody like myself who doesn't understand the machinations of this kind of treaty, how would this lack of oversight, if you like, by the U.S. Contribute to any possibility of that happening?
Well, these inspections would not really show whether or not the Russians were intending to use nuclear weapons in Ukraine or anywhere else. As has the United States has already said, despite the statements made by Moscow, the United States has not yet observed preparations for Russian nuclear missiles or bombers leaving their normal deployment sites, nor have they seen any heightened alert for the nuclear weapons in Russia. And I'm sure the United States would announce were they to see such signs of Russia preparing to use nuclear weapons.
We really appreciate you giving us the benefit of your expertise in this. Sir Tag Rav, thank you very much indeed for your time.
Thank you.